We were battling to get hold of Mokgadi Daphne Fufudi, who is the Regulatory Compliance Manager at the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, but we have now managed to do so. And we wanted to talk about the dangers of spreading fake and medically misleading information. A very good morning. Thanks for speaking to us. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. I'm good, thank you.
I am a good, thank you. Look, if it's infuriating for me, this must be unbearable for you. Every time I mention a vaccine on a tweet, even on the show, you get just the most ridiculous things back. If I had hair, I'd be pulling it out. I don't, so that's not a problem. But how are you dealing with this?
Howard, you can imagine the damage that this has caused to the public, and as a regulator now having to contain this situation. So, but we are working together with the MEC, and we are also fortunately has been collaborating, and we are also working with the person that he has indicated as to who is a healthcare professional, and we are engaging them in ensuring that we correct this information that has gone through, which is unfortunate.
So it is there, and how do you determine what is and what isn't fake? So, for example, I saw that one of our ministers posted a photo of him getting a vaccine, so which is, I think, a good thing to do. The more people that post these words of encouragement, and then you start seeing, well, my grandmother died after the vaccine, and the vaccine did this, and her grandmother or his grandmother might have died after getting the vaccine, but it doesn't mean it's about the vaccine. So you can't attack every person who's saying something, but at the same time, a lot of these comments are designed to undermine the confidence in vaccinations.
That is true indeed. And so what is happening is that, remember, the South African Health Product Regulatory Authority is constantly communicating with regards to quality, safety, and efficacy of medicines. We've got a website where we are publishing information. We are accessible. Also, the website does indicate how to contact us. The Department of Health is the primary communicator when it comes to matters relating to this as well. So it is very imperative that people listen to platforms that are credible and only listen to information that is credible. And yes, we know, of course, that people like the MEC are influential, and ministers will be influential, and what they say, people will take seriously. However, we really request that the public verify the information that they get. You will notice that we also participate in frequent communication through various media platforms as well to make sure that people are aware of what is of safety, quality, and efficacy when it comes to healthcare products. So therefore, I would urge that people visit our website whenever that there's communication that they are not sure of, if they can please contact us so that we can investigate this kind of information and ensure that we correct the misinformation that is brought to the public and that is causing harm to the public.
Yeah, it should almost be sort of myths, you know, sort of a myth-buster section, because it really is incredibly dangerous. I recall some months ago talking to somebody who said, no, she's not going to go for the vaccine because it freezes your blood. And I mean, I had absolutely no way to respond to that. But she got that information from somewhere. She didn't make that up. So it means that that misinformation has impacted on this person who could potentially be at risk because she's heard the wrong thing. And so I do think that I guess it's up to all of us to keep trying to do that as well, not just organizations like yourselves.
And thank you so much for your organization as well for giving us such an opportunity to also clear such misinformation and disinformation, because we know that the pandemic already causes fear, anxiety, and even paranoia. People are desperate, and they will try options that are available. And in most cases, there will be substandard and falsified products which are taking advantage of this situation. Thank you so much.